My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And to discuss the Nats, our buddy Pete Metters, who was in the booth with Charlie Slows yesterday, filling in for Dave Jagler on the call of Nats baseball here on 106.7 The Fan. Pete, unfortunately, the Nats could not pull off a sweep. Another really rough first inning and rough fourth inning for Mackenzie Gore, who lasted just four frames, and the Nats were playing catch-up after that.
Grant, the first inning for him, and Charlie and I talked about this in our pitching segment before the game, the first inning is the Bermuda Triangle right now for Mackenzie Gore. Now, did he get out of the first frame yesterday giving up no runs? Yes, he did. How many pitches did he throw? 28. Not optimal. Kind of set the tone for the outing. And look, this is a guy you know from following him as well. This is a guy that has high-end rotation, big league stuff. And I'm sure right now it befuddles Jim Hickey, Sean Doolittle, Davey Martinez as they all try to figure it out, as well as it does Mackenzie, because Mackenzie is a competitor. You know he takes it seriously, but the biggest thing, too, Grant, is he takes it hard. And I think right now with Mackenzie Gore, it's as much mental as it is physical, I think, right now with the young southpaw.
So, Pete, I want to double-click here a little bit on this. Through May, basically, he was an all-star caliber pitcher, looked like the guy at the top of the rotation, was a stud, ERA in the upper twos. Month of June, ERA north of 5. Month of July, ERA north of 7, almost 7-7. And then this month kind of bailed out here by the fact that he didn't give up any earned runs yesterday. But still, the ERA, the kind of all these numbers just don't look right. Doesn't look like him. Do we think it's something mechanical? Do we think maybe there's a pitch tipping situation going on? What's happening to Mackenzie Gore? Because as you said correctly, his stuff is just too good.
Danny, if a guy's getting hit hard, then I certainly believe it is a pitch tipping thing. But the case right now with him is not necessarily getting hit hard. It's the walks. You know, 6 walks yesterday. The walk total, you know, that's about attacking the strike zone. Davey Martinez consistently talks about that. In every press conference, when a pitcher has a bad outing, more than likely, it's because they did not try to attack the strike zone. Look at the young fellow that pitched yesterday for the Angels, Kwanowicz. I mean, that's a guy that got hit hard as heck in his first two outings. He lasted 3 innings in one, 4 in another. But you go look at his minor league numbers at Rocket City, he had 2 complete games, an 8-inning game and 2 7-inning games. And yesterday, through 5 innings, he only had 60 pitches because he's attacking the strike zone and putting the onus on the hitters to just go hit the baseball. The Nationals really didn't make him pay for any of that early in the game. Gore, on the other hand, was not throwing strikes. You're not making the hitters do anything when you can't locate the baseball. And it didn't matter, seemingly, what he called, what Wiley Adams called for him yesterday. He just couldn't locate. And I think that's what's most befuddling about a guy that you just detailed quite accurately. Early in the season, he looked exactly like the guy the Nationals thought they were getting in this trade. So we know it's there. That's why I think right now, if there's nothing wrong with him, and it's up to the pitcher to say whether there is something wrong with him, then right now it's more mental and mechanical as to whether he can locate his pitches, because I'm sure it's one of the great mysteries right now over there on South Capitol Street.
Pete, you were on the call yesterday and saw a rare James Wood offer. 0-for-3 did draw a walk, so kept his on-base streak intact. 3 hits in the series, including an opposite field home run. Very productive again this weekend throughout the homestand. OPS is up to almost 800 right now. What'd you make of his series against the Angels?
I mean, granted, his outs are even 109 and 110 miles an hour. The one thing, I guess, if you're trying to super nitpick, there have been opportunities where I think he has thought there was going to be a different pitch, and a guy threw basically a fastball right down the middle and has gotten him caught looking, surprised in a couple of those situations. But if I were him too, I'd also be expecting a big sweeping pitch going out of the strike zone and rarely being challenged right down the middle. I just love the young man's approach right now. There's a calm demeanor about him. Nothing seems to faze him up there at the plate. And again, as we've talked about on numerous occasions since he's come up, you know, this is a young man that's just scratching the surface at this level. As he gets more experience at this level, sees more of these pitchers, because guys that have gotten him the first time, Grant, have rarely gotten him the second time. It's been quite a pattern to watch for him when they play a team one week and they come back and play him the next. And James has seemingly made the adjustment against that tough pitcher, even when it's been one of those tough lefties, particularly guys in the late innings out of the bullpen.
Pete, great as always, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, bud.
Be good. By the way, if you want to hear more on James Woodard, the Nationals' brand new Bustin' Loose Baseball dropped today, so grab that podcast wherever you get your audio. Myself and Toby Altizer. Speaking of Nats coverage, all of our baseball coverage on the Fans presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan against AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.